All right, Donna, let's go back to the beginning. Okay, the amazing thing for me is you said that you called me on my birthday, and I called
you
back.
Yes, I did.
And that's amazing because I think that 2 years earlier or a year earlier on Christmas, Karen, your friend who joined this call, she hasn't been here in 6 months, and it's because she loves you. Absolutely, was amazed that I called, talked to her on Christmas Day. So, I don't know. The days are days, you know. People call and need help. Well, you get on the horse and you help. But tell everybody where they can find your story, because if I'm not mistaken, we put that as a live link. Okay.
Right.
We
it's up there.
That's a live. Donna revives her lust for life.
I think so. And the you know, my thread was called Purging the Red Cardinal.
Okay, Purging the Red Cardinals. And then your video is also Purging the Red Cardinal. We'll bring it up to the forefront for people who really want to take a good look. And because, you know, Donna, you did everything right. And your lust for life is the reason that I feel that you got well as quickly as you did. And I try to tell everyone here that the greater your love and lust for life, the more you're going to be willing to make all these changes that are necessary. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely agree. Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, you have to love life.
Is it better than it was even before you got sick?
Yes.
Okay. Are you afraid of anything?
So.
Are you afraid of anything anymore?
No. I'll be honest, even though after I was well, that took a little time to get over that, but no, I'm not afraid anymore.
Okay. How about we let everybody ask you a question or so?
That's what I was thinking. Instead of me elaborating and going deeper into the story, I'd be happy to answer questions.
I know what you were thinking. I didn't lose my psychic powers since you left. How about we start with the girl you're going to meet in the gazebo when she's all better?
Yes, I'm waiting for that day.
Okay, well, come on in, Karen.
Well, we have some people that are in the gifted and talented class, and that's Donna. Then we have those of us who just, you know, need a lot of support and a lot of time, and that's me. So anyway, Donna, it's good to hear your voice. It's exciting to hear how you're enjoying life and, you know, everything's good for you. And, you know, I think you said it somewhere earlier about, you know, how much you appreciate things. I think it's perspective, right? That, you know, that you know how things can be when they get weird and bad. So whenever things get better, it just changes your outlook. Is that kind of, am I putting words in your mouth, or was that kind of where you were?
No, you're not. You're not putting words in my mouth. You're expressing exactly how I feel.
So you mentioned you started like in, what was it, in December 24th of 17, but then you said you finished in May of 2020. Wasn't that like 19?
Oh, I said 2020. If I did, I apologize. 2019, correct.
Okay, so it took you, how many months in all was that?
Like 16 months.
Well, that wasn't bad at all, but you got on it right away, didn't you? And I'm saying this for people that are going to be hearing this later and now. I think that's a
right,
real good thing.
My symptoms started in October, and I got on the protocol just in December.
So I think just to kind of like throw something in here, somebody who didn't start right away and who is a big foot dragger and, you know, everything else, that has had a huge advantage for you, would you say, that you started earlier?
I think so, definitely. A definite advantage. I mean, and don't get me wrong, I mean, I don't think you can't get well if you start later. I mean, you know.
Right, but I'm just thinking if there's anybody out there. I had a real big problem when I first was looking around. I just didn't know who to believe because there's so many different things you're being told. And absolutely, just as a side note, I am so much better. And when I do what I'm supposed to, I mean, if I just stay on it, I can get to that finish line. But I just think that if I had heard something like this, if somebody had told me, no, people really do get well, you really do need to stop fiddling around and looking everywhere else, going and get started on this, don't waste any time. I really think that would have helped me a lot. I kind of want to bring that up, that you did it early and you went right for it. I mean, you didn't have any fiddling around with it.
Well, I'll be honest, in October when I started, you know, looking and Googling everything, and I figured out what I had. And basically, I was trying anything and everything. And finally, my husband did look at me one day and he said, okay, you need to find something because you're not getting anywhere by just jumping all over the place. You have to have some kind of direction. And that's basically also, a driving force to help me call me off, you know, and realize, okay, I have to do something. I can't just, you know, grasp at straws and hope it's going to work.
Yeah, I think that I did the same thing, and I had spent a ton of money. So I think that if things I ended up when I moved, I just ended up throwing out. But I think that for anybody listening to this later, which really is the big point of, you know, you coming on, and of course to celebrate you, is that it might seem like a kind of a chunk up front, but once you get started with it, you start eliminating a lot of other things that are expensive, and it kind of evens out. It certainly is cheaper than buying everything you come across the internet and see. So, but anyway, I celebrate you. I'm so happy for you. I think about you a lot, and we will meet at the Evangeline Oak in the gazebo, which is one day when I finally cross the finish line. I'm not saying never. It's just I need a little longer. I'm finally, my life's settling down enough to focus on it. So anyway, so happy to hear your voice. And
oh, well, you too, Karen. And I look forward to that meeting. I have not given up on that meeting, COVID or no COVID.
I haven't either. Oh, COVID's another thing. That's just giving me an excuse to go longer. Anyway, okay. Well, let me let other people ask you questions. So good to hear your voice. I'm glad you do it so well.
Thank you,
bye-bye.
Karen.
Okay, well, these two are like sisters in the same pea pod. And, you know, everybody knows Karen hasn't been on the call except to say hello and goodbye, because Karen's in the 90-something percent club, and she's been flirting in there for a while. And it's true. The only reason she's not better, in my opinion, is she's a workaholic, okay? She didn't come here and start our way of thinking for at least 2 or 3 years. And, and she's a workaholic, yes. So not working is beneficial to recovery. Finding out right away is even more beneficial because, really, Donna is 16 months compared to some people that are here that are past that point in time. You know, they wonder, well, gee, why didn't it happen for me? Well, everybody's body is different. Everybody's circumstance is different. As you can see, Donna caught it real quick. After fooling around for 2 months, she got real serious. 2 months is not a lot of time in the beginning. Most people don't get here for years. So let's go ahead and let's continue down and let's go with Robin. Do you have a question for Donna?
Hi, Robin.
Sorry.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Question right now. I have talked to you before and, of course, followed you. So, you know, your testimony along with everybody else, a lot of the ones when I first started have gone, but they helped me so much. I read y'all's posts. I read everything y'all said, listened to tapes, and really it helped me on my journey. So I thank you for that.
I'm glad to hear your voice. Sounds like you're doing pretty good.
I am doing good. Mel says I'm at least 50 or 60% there, so.
No. You're further along than that, Rockin' Robin. I couldn't call you Rockin' if you weren't moving quicker. Donna, she another Texas girl that's going to get all better.
But thank you so much, because you helped me, I know, when I called one day. And you really lifted my spirits and told me what I needed to do for sure. So that matters so much to all of us. You know, we need the support. So the way that people keep helping each other in this community, and they, you know, the new ones come in and then they're helping people, and then new ones come in and they're helping people. And it's a beautiful cycle. It really is. So. But thank you so much.
It really truly is.
Thank you for everything you've done.
Okay. And well, thank you, Robin. I appreciate it.
Oh, I forgot Freddie Bean. Hey, Freddie, you're up there in the stratosphere.
It's probably so many questions, actually. Donna, myself, when I was really bad with Morgellons, when I was at my lowest ebb ever, and I didn't know what it was. As time has gone on, and I feel so much better, and the brain fog is clearing, and each week, I'm telling you, each week, I remember a little something of my past, and little nuggets come into my mind. And I wondered, if I give you an instance, I wonder if you can relate to this. The other day, as the fog is clearing, which it definitely is, I remembered when I went into hospital for an operation. And when I was in recovery, they were giving me painkillers or different things, I don't know. And my skin, I mean, the itching was really, really bad. Now, this is before I actually knew I had an issue. This is like, oh my goodness, I had it back then. And obviously, it didn't penetrate that much to make it a big issue as it was when I first met Mel, when I was really at the bottom. Really, really low. Is there anything that comes back into your mind where you think, oh, hang on a minute, maybe I had it a little while before I got really bad?
I honestly can't say that, Freddie. Unless it was so mild that I didn't notice. You know, it came on like with all of a sudden, like with a vengeance. I mean, it was pretty bad.
Right. Okay.
All righty. We'll come back around at this time. We're going to try to get as much as possible. Come in, Carrie Anna Joe. Question for Donna.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. And how are you?
I'm good. So I have a question for you. Mel had mentioned that the reason that he believes that you got better, you know, in such a fast way, one of the reasons was your will for life, your lust for life, right? So my question to you is, did you have that will and lust for life your whole life prior to this disease, or did this disease get you in a place where you started to, you know, you get so low that you start valuing so much more, like the you know, the good things in life?
I mean, I always had a lust for life, but this was just like tenfold in the fact that when you realize that you can't do the things you love because you're afraid and you're ill, it just increased it tenfold. I mean, and now I just so appreciate it even more, you know, because I'm well and because I'm able to do those things. I have, at the time I got ill, I had two grandchildren and one on the way, and being separated, and they live a mile from me, and being separated from them physically, that just tore my spirit. But in the same token, also made me want to get better more quickly because of that. And now I practically see them every day.
Would you say, thank you for that, would you say that, as, you know, your frame of mind, are you then before you got sick versus you now, would you say that person is still, like, pretty much the same person, or how did it change you now that you're better?
I hope and pray that, and I think, for the better.
Because you went through something hard.
I appreciate more what I have than I did before.
Yeah,
right,
but you have a different understanding, a different knowledge, a different capability of protecting yourself.
Right. And I believe anything that God puts in our path that is challenging, and even the more challenging in this instance, that we get a greater reward for having gone through that. And so just, you know, obviously, you know, you feel stronger as a person because you accomplished it. But I really find this disease has been changing so much, everything about the way I view life. I just feel like a completely different person in a better mentally way than I did before I got it. And so, and I'm not that far along. I mean, I think, how long am I? 6 months, 7 months. So I was just curious about that perspective.
All righty then. I think the only thing that I could say on that subject is there's a joy of overcoming. There's a confidence that you now have, that you have all the information. You don't have to get sick again. All you have to do is use that, all the information that you learned. Come in, Donald. Is that fair assumption, Donna?
Yes, it is fair, Mel, exactly. I have a little side story here. I actually went to my primary physician, who did try to help me, and he didn't believe I was crazy. And we kind of talked about all this, and he said, you know, he said, I can't get over how well you look, other than you need to lose a few pounds. But he said, other than that, he said, you look wonderful. He said, it's amazing, because I saw you at your lowest point. I said, well, thank you. I said, thank you for believing in me. That, you know, he knew I wasn't crazy, but he hadn't dealt with something of this nature.
That's,
you know,
a good point you brought up, okay? A very good point. All the girls go nuts when they lose the weight. Okay? And I assure them that when you get better, you're going to get it back. Now you just have to learn to keep it down.
Exactly.
Is that true or false?
100% true.
I've heard a few people who, as they're getting better, keep socking on the weight. They were the same ones crying the blues that they got so thin.
Oh, I had many people ask me when they'd see me, you know, I would go out to the grocery stores and a few things like that, and they would see me and they'd say, Donna, what's wrong? Why are you losing so much weight? You know, I mean, it looked really bad. You know, they knew I was ill, you know. So, but now I'm not. I can promise you, I'm not.
All right. I see we have another question. It's going to have to hold on until we get around once, at least. So I'll get you first on the second go around. Okay. Donald?
Hi, Donald.
Oh, I just muted him by accident. Go ahead, Donald.
There you go. Beautiful. Donna, congratulations. I'm so happy and proud of you. It's fantastic news for all of us.
Thank you.
I have a few questions. First of all, did you have any animals?
No, I had lost my pet like 6 months before I got this. My pet had passed away.
Do you know how you got infected?
No, I wish I did. But that's one of the, how would I say that, never-ending questions. And Mel said, don't worry about it. He said, it doesn't matter how you got it. But I always had that in the back of my mind. I really am not sure how I got it. And the only thing that I thought, now this is, you know, kind of off the wall. I was sitting in my normal doctor, my, you know, regular physician's office, and he had a video playing, and it happened to be talking about Lyme disease, because I did have Lyme was, you know, one of my co-infections, and I was diagnosed that I had Lyme, but I kept thinking, how in the world did I get Lyme if it's supposed to be from a tick? Well, anyway, the video showed that Lyme can be contracted by mosquitoes. Well, I live in South Louisiana, so therefore mosquitoes are a way of life. So perhaps it was that. I mean, that's just a theory on my part.
All right.
Okay, good. Can I keep going here, Mel?
No, we got to do one question at a time, and we'll come around. Put your hand up. You'll be second in the second go-around. Put your hand up again. I got a way. All right. I don't know where I am. Okay, Marie, would you like to say something to Donna?
Donna, congratulations. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you, Marie. And I believe this is the first time I speak with you.
I believe it is also, because this is my third phone call.
And it definitely is.
Based on the prior question, this is something I discussed with Kathy, who has been a godsend to me. I live in an old house. My house was originally built in 1924 and then revamped in 1963, which is still old. And I was doing this major cleaning in my house, maybe more so than I've ever done. And I was scrubbing out my kitchen cabinets. My husband pulled the stove out from behind, you know, from its spot, cleaning everywhere. And prior to that, I used to always feel, and my husband even said at times, but I think he has much thicker skin than I do, but we would feel like when we were washing the dishes, like something was like a little bite or something like that. And I asked Kathy, you know, is it possible that I could have disturbed something in my house, in my cabinets? And she said, yes, that's a real possibility, that sometimes things are dormant in a home, and then you almost activate it by doing that cleaning. So, I mean, I have probably like 27 theories of how this may have happened, but that's one of my really strong theories on, how I may have contracted it. So it's more of just a statement, but I also wonder, did you lose your hair when you were going through this process? Like, not that I'm bald, but tremendous amounts of hair are falling out of my head on a daily basis, and these little dots seem to be like attaching to a strand of hair and like almost tying itself into a bow or some crazy shape. Is that something that goes along with this disease?
Well, that's chronic Lyme. Hold on, Donna. You're describing to me what I get out of chronic Lyme patients, young lady. So you really, really need to talk to me.
Okay.
ASAP. Because the hair thing is going to happen in the chronic Lyme. And, hey, wait till you see the invisible spiders that weave down your forehead. But none of it matters. I don't care. All I care about is trying to get you better.
Yes.
And Donna will tell you, Donna, is that the only thing that really, really matters?
It is. It is. And at the time you're going through it, all these thoughts do, you know, do make you worry. I had the loss of hair for a while. I did, and I had the what I call the knots. I'd wash my hair and I'd comb it out, and then 15 minutes later I could comb it again and have knots.
Yes.
But, man, now that doesn't happen. And then my other theory, I'll just say real quickly, and Mel can tell you that. My home is elevated, and so underneath the home, it has insulation. Well, I found out that the birds were trying to make nests underneath in that insulation. So I called this company that treats for that. They clean out all the birds' nests and they spray stuff, and it, because I thought maybe it's bird mites, because I've read about bird mites, and some people do say that they've gotten it from that. So that was another theory. But like you, I'll probably never know. But
yeah.
Once you get bad, does it really matter?
No.
So you don't get reinfected?
Well, yeah, but don't worry. I'll explain it all to you, okay? Because she gave you two of the reasons why people are here. And bird mites, boy, that's a big-time reason, okay? And mosquito bites, bug bites, yeah, most bugs now carry Lyme disease. Excuse me. All right, we're going to move on. If you have
Thank
more
you.
Questions, get your hand up and you'll get in line second round. Terry, come on, Terry. Now, Donna, here's a 97%er.
Oh, I know Terry. Hi, Terry.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you, Donna?
I'm doing wonderful. So happy to hear your voice.
Donna, it's so good to hear your voice. And Donna, I'm doing really, really well. Matter of fact, I probably would be 100% well by now, but of course, you know I have the loss of my husband, which set me back. But I'm doing excellent. I'm with my grandson almost every day because I feel like I can be. And I plan on being well by spring, for sure.
That is wonderful, Terry.
By the
yes,
way,
Donna.
Not to, sorry, Terry. But by the way, Karen, would you tell the new lady, Marie, about your hair? I unmuted you, dear.
Yeah, I just had to unmute me just a second. Okay, so, yes. Okay, oh, my goodness. My hair got so thin, I had to cut it, like, real short. And it was just, it was almost like it had a texture, like it was completely different. And then we don't like to talk about it, but sometimes if you picked up a hair that fell and it seemed to be moving. Okay, so those were some really scary times. But I'm not really terribly sick anymore. I have some places I'm trying to get rid of that are resistant. But so now, I mean, my hair is thick and it's gotten so long. I just haven't, I don't go get it cut or go to this long go up and down because of COVID. But, and my nails. But, you know, after a while, whenever you start getting better, it'll get better.
Thanks, Karen. I mean, after you were describing your hair to me the other day, I was, you know, smiling from ear to ear because I always tell people, when you get better, it all goes away. It's really something quite incredible. All right, so let's see where we are. Okay, come on in from England, Timothy. Are you there, Timothy? All right. When you get back.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good. Welcome. Question for Donna?
I guess I have one. I don't know if this happened to you, but for some reason, I don't know what it is, whether it's something related to bodily functions or to do with organs, but I find that even though I should be getting a lot more sleep, I don't seem to be able to get to sleep sometimes. And it means that getting up in the morning, I have to, you know, get up at a reasonable time. So I don't actually have enough sleep during the night, but then I'm not tired the next day. My body seems to want to go to bed later, like early in the morning, and then get up and, you know, whilst I could sleep longer, I just don't think it's reasonable to sleep beyond 10 o'clock in the morning on a daily basis anyway. Is that something that you found, like sleep disturbances as you were working through pockets with Morgellons, or changes to your sleeping pattern? I know how important sleeping is. It's just something that of late, in the last month or two, seems to have been cropping up for me as an issue.
Sleep, as I've always said, is one of the key components of the sum of the parts. What do you think, Donna? Hello, Donna.
I muted myself. And I was talking away. I said, as far as sleep goes, I think one of the things that before I got sick contributed to me, my body allowing me to catch Morgellons, was that I was not getting enough sleep. And so sleep is very, very, very important. And I can honestly tell you now that I sleep probably a minimal of 7 to 8 hours a night, every single night. And it's only, my sleep has only improved. Before I was getting 2 to 3 hours if I was lucky. And it does change. It does change. It goes, you know, your body like resets itself, so to speak, once you get well.
But you never had any kind of like issues falling asleep, staying asleep? I mean, I'm not stressed. I'm not worried and stuff like that. It's just my body seems to be quite wired at this moment in time. And whilst I fully appreciate the importance of getting sleep, if my body's not calling for it, or just, you know, because, you know, if I'm tired and I'm super sleepy and I'm, you know, falling asleep and I'm persisting working on the computer or whatever, that's on me. But I'm just not feeling tired. And I'm like, you know, I should be getting 8. Some people are sleeping 10 hours, 12, whatever, you know, crazy amounts of sleep. It's just, I'm not, you know, I seem to, if anything, I seem to be able to function now with less sleep than I did before. Before I needed 8 hours, otherwise I was really grumpy. And I was really not functioning. Now, if I get 7 hours, 6 hours, I can function. And I don't feel
okay,
irritated.
Well,
I only feel irritated. I get really low.
Well,
maybe that's your norm.
Everybody's body is different. But all the scientific studies, not my studies, all the scientific studies show that REM sleep is the best possible sleep for healing. Therefore, I have always recommended going to bed earlier than you want to, even if you wake up earlier, because the healing potential is greatest, I would say, between 8 and 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. And most people just, you know, they can't fathom that, but it's beneficial to the recovery. And I know naps, you know, people say, oh, Mel's old, he needs naps. Well, let me tell you, I'm up at 4, and by noon, before I take a nap, I've done more than most people half my age do in their 8-hour workday. So, rest is essential to health, and I think rest is essential to staying healthy. What do you think, Donna?
Yes, it is. That's what I'm saying. I mean, before I got sick, I know now I was not getting enough sleep. Now, like I say, my norm is like 8 hours max, but that's just my body, but I am rested. When I get up, I'm rested. I'm fine. I don't set an alarm clock. I get up. I'm fortunate that I don't have to get up for specific things. So, you know, I don't have to set an alarm clock. So my body
you
clock.
You get up every day early so you can make things and take them over to the grandkids. Who are you kidding?
Not really, Mel. Believe it or not, not really, but.
All right, let's keep on moving along here. Ah, Yolanta, good morning. Would you like to ask something from Donna, of Donna? Yolanta, are you with us?
Oh, yes, yes, I would. Thank you. I have grandchildren also, and since I became ill, I have such a fear of contaminating them. And my daughter, how do you deal with that? I try to, when I go over, I try to wear the clothing that I would have just purchased. I still worry that they're around me. But I've been on the protocol for over the 3rd month now, and I feel much stronger. But I never feel secure enough, so I always make excuses not to see them, which is really hard. So how did she deal with that?
Okay, well, I'm going to let Donna tell you how she dealt with it. But I'm going to tell you the rule of thumb about the disease and contagious, okay? Unfortunately, our disease is an airborne disease at this point in time, circumventing the globe for a good 20-plus years now. And it is in the air, in the food, in the water. People who get it have immune systems that have been compromised. Now, some grandparents handled it one way, and other grandparents handled it a different way. And I think that the only thing one has to be concerned with is the health of the people that you're going to be around. If they're healthy, you are probably not going to be able to give it to them. And of all the other ways that they could possibly catch it, you're only a percentage of the possibility. If their immune system's compromised, even if you don't see them, if there's another exposure through food, water, air, whatever, they're going to pick up the disease. So, I mean, I can let Donna tell you what she thinks, and I can let Karen tell you what she thinks. And then you have to make up your own mind on what you're going to do. Donna, how did you handle it?
Okay, I might have been a little too cautious, but I would see them, but I didn't hold them or hug them. It was more, you know, just being with them and talking to them. And they kind of understood that I would just tell them that I was sick and I couldn't hug right now. And, you know, as time progressed and I was a little more open to like a quick hug, we call it, you know. And, of course, now that I'm well, I mean, they hug me. They, you know, there's nothing in our relationship, you know, that stops me anymore. You know, and my sickness does not stop us, and I'm not sick anymore. But what I'm saying is you just have to do what's comfortable for you is the best I can say.
Now, isn't it true at some point in your recovery, I told you you needed to build some muscles, so you got to throw them up in the air and start catching them?
Yes, Mel surely did. And it took a little bit of, how would I try to say that, convincing myself that I could do this, but, you know, and my grandchildren are healthy. And when I got this, like I said, my third grandchild was not born, and she is now 2.5, and she's happy and healthy.
All right.
Thank you.
Hold on a second. Karen, how did you deal with the grandchildren? I got you.
Okay. Now I'm unmuted. Okay. That's a scary question, and there still is a lot of fear around that, I think, for all of us. But what happened for me, of course, I was terrified when I first got sick, you know, jumping around. I live in the Houston area, so I had found a doctor in Houston. A friend of mine had Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. She told me about this lady who had figured it out. And God love her, she did with me. She acknowledged that I had Lyme and then Morgellons had tested me for Lyme. So, of course, my first question after she acknowledged it is, what about contagion to my family? And she said, there is no evidence that there is anything contagious about it. So, or something like that. Well, a little brain foggy, you know, Donna went to the same doctor and later on said, Karen, she said no evidence. You know, she didn't say it yet. Well, I took that and I went ahead and saw my grandkids. Now, I was careful around them at that time. They were still living in the area. Now they've moved about 7 or 8 hours away. So that has limited my contact with them during this time. I'd still try to be careful because, you know, I'm not completely well, but I do see them and nobody's gotten sick. So I do work and I'm around people all the time and I'm in an office that I'm close to people and nobody's ever gotten anything from me. And now that COVID, man, you know, we're disinfected even the air, so we're all pretty safe now. But I think it's going to have to be one of those things that you play by ear and you're careful. For me personally, fibers, textiles, newer fabrics that are like, even if it's polyester, if it's brand new, it hasn't been washed a lot, or cotton seem to be a conductor for whatever pathogens you know, Mel and I were talking about this morning, the quorum where they kind of sense each other. I think a lot of this stuff comes from China now where somebody else might get it, wash it once, and it's like, you know, brand new. It's great. I get on it, it'll find me. So that feels a little dangerous to me when I'm around people and fibers. But it's still manageable. I just know what I'll do and what I want. And it's certainly better than it was, and I anticipate it going away. So I didn't mean to talk so long. Donald had a second question, then here I am yakking. Sorry, Donald.
All right. Everybody's going to get their turns today for sure. Okay, let's see. All right. Do you not want to still speak, or do you want to say something, the person who sent me an email?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, well, you sent me an email not to have you talk. Do you want to say anything to Donna? Yes or no?
Yeah, I just wanted...
Go ahead.
Just tell her that I'm glad that she's here today. It's so good to hear her voice and her story. I'm glad that she can share with all the new people.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, Karen. Karen, the librarian. Donna, we could bet money this one's going to get better.
That's awesome. I love hearing how all these people are getting better.
Come in, Karen, the librarian. Wait a minute. Listen to this. This is Karen, the librarian, Karen 2, and Nuthatch. Those are her names.
Hi, Donna. It's so good to have you with us. I've been in the community since, I think, mid-March, and so you were on the call a few times, and I just really appreciate the joy that I sense in your voice. I'm just so glad for you. I just wanted to concur about or agree with that once you find what the solution is, that it's very freeing. Maybe it took me about 3 months because when things started happening after going on the stuff and then you start getting the skin eruptions, but I probably have more joy than I have in years. I'm not quite over it yet, but I just want people that are listening and to this and the recording that there is light at the end of the tunnel, and that you know, the Lord really led us to Mel, and Mel has had his life preserved to be able to serve us, and there really is hope, and we can let go of the fear. I mean, there's tough stuff, but you know, God walks with us, and there's hope. Yeah.
Oh, so beautifully said, Karen. That is true. So beautifully said.
All right. Now, this next is not a new number, but it's not one on area code. Now, don't jump in. Well, you can't jump in because only the one unmuted. 26944. Your first name, and do you have a question?
My first name is Chris, and no, I'm here really just to congratulate Donna. I know she went through some really difficult times, and she's just a real heroine and a real inspiration to all of us. But other than that, I'm just going to listen today, except that I would like to give a little shout-out to my friend Peter, who has been an incredible counselor and so willing to give his time freely, and without it I don't know where I'd be. So thanks, Pete.
All righty. Karen, do you have anything you want to add?
Me or Karen? Yes. The librarian.
No,
I just enjoy and listen. I hadn't been here in so long. I'm hearing some voices I don't know yet. And, you know, so that's because it's just because I hadn't been here in a while. So I'm enjoying hearing what everybody has to say.
All righty. Let's see. Friend of the Spirit. Like to say something to Donna, Catherine of the Desert.
Oh, hi. Hi, Donna. It's nice to have you on today. I just wanted to ask you, how important do you think the WPS was in helping you get over your sickness?
I think it was very instrumental, even though I didn't like it just as much as other people. I think it was instrumental in you know, getting me well. I do.
Did you have a big hurt from using that, or you didn't have to do that?
I honestly didn't have hurts with that. I tolerated WPS really well, surprisingly. The reason I say surprisingly is because it really surprised me. I was anticipating, you know, hurts and really feeling bad with it, and I didn't. I honestly didn't. In fact, I kind of overdid it. Sometimes Mel can vouch for that.
Well, you were in a hurry. I've called you Sneakers because you wanted to beat Ellen of Troy's record of 9 months, and I told you that was probably impossible. But anyway, I've said it many times, and I will say it until they bury me. You are not going to get well without WPS. I'm really sorry. It's my reality. After 12 years, I've never seen anyone come here, use the protocol, not take the WPS and get better. I've seen many people not able to do the sum of the parts because it's not easy. But nobody gets better with WPS, and no, it's the way it is. All right. I see.
Can I interrupt, Mel, for a sec?
Say what?
I just wanted to interject something for a second, Mel. Like going back to the WPS, I was scared just like anybody else to take it. But like Mel said, I read and I read and I read and I kept seeing everyone that got well took the WPS. And I said, okay, that's the answer. I have to do this, whether I like it or not. And this is, you know, is the final thing that I have to do. And so I jumped in, you know, and went for it. And I'm glad I did because, I mean, I'm living proof. You need it. It helps. It works. It'll get you well.
Thank
you.
All right. No. It you know, I don't keep saying it because it's not true. Now, I think this is anonymous, no speaky. But if you joined us 10 minutes late and you coming in as anonymous, do you want to give your name and say hello? Okay. Is your first initial or your initials RK? Okay. You are going to get blocked eventually from coming to these calls. Okay. I'll disconnect you, and I'm sure you'll be right back here. All righty. So, Ruth Ann, I guess that's you down there. Would you like to ask a question?
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Ruth
Ann. I'm so glad to hear your good report. It gives everybody hope that they'll be there someday, too. My question would be, did you, talking about the hair issue, I lost hair, and my hair has grown back pretty well now, but I still have, like, bumps in my hair and the itch. Did you ever have anything like that?
I did for a while, I'll be honest. I found it acted up more if I kind of fell off the diet a little bit, and then it would itch. But, you know, eventually that all goes away as well. My hair is great now. I mean, I've had haircuts and I've gotten compliments on my hair, so that was a big plus for me. So I knew that, I had licked the hair problem.
Well, let me just say this, then stop, okay? Thank you. That other people call them nodules, okay? And they're really prevalent in those who have co-infection of Lyme. But ultimately, they will go away. And in your case, it's a slower process because of all the other extenuating circumstances. But yes, it's not uncommon with those who have co-infection of Lyme to have nodular or bumps somewhere on their being. Okay, so now we have in once. Now, I think, is that you, Timothy? Did you just come back in, Timothy? Well, no speaky is here. All right, so hands up. We're going around there, and then we'll take more questions. First hand up was Carrie and Joe. Go ahead.
No, really don't have anything else. A lot of those questions were answered. I guess my question is, you know, after you become the warrior and beat this thing, are you still on any of the protocol or WPS, or if you do have a flare-up, what's been a go-to for you?
I'm on the basic protocol, and I continue to stay on that and will, you know, for the rest of my life. I mean, it's a good general wellness program. So, I mean, why not? Why not keep my immune system built up? And I even mentioned it to my doctor. He said, absolutely stay on it. you know,
okay.
And I will continue to.
I have for 12 years told people that I will always take the basic protocol. In my opinion, okay, John's daddy, who I knew before I even knew he had a son. I didn't know John. I knew his father because I lived in the town next to where his father practiced, and his father was considered a guru, okay? And the wellness protocol was created by his dad, and that was our first basic protocol because that's what worked for me. But over the years, I mean, I got fingernails, you know, like a cat. Got to cut them every 2 days. Every 2 days. I got a head of hair that everybody wishes they had. And it's like I promised the girls. When you get better and you stay on this basic protocol, you're going to see you're going to be better than you were before. Okay? Now they're calling Donna an overweight beauty queen. All righty. I'm sorry, Donna. I got to have fun. All right.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
I mean, isn't it nice to get all the compliments on how good your hair looks, and man, your face looks great, and man, what are you doing? Just keep on keeping on.
Oh, it is. It's wonderful. And once I shed those few extra pounds, I'll be good.
Well, I'm going to put the elephant with the sneakers in next week's announcement of this call and tell them that I got you back out running, girl.
Okay.
All right, Robin, come on in. Robin, you were second.
Well, Donna brought up the diet, and I thought for new people here, could you give your thoughts and opinions about the diet for you?
Yes, I mean, definitely you have to go, I mean, you know, as low carb as possible, and, you know, stay away from sugar. I mean, I did. Now, I won't say that I do that now, but I do limit, I'm still limiting my sugars. I still watch what I eat. I may be just eating a little too much is what it is.
I go off the
but,
pot.
I the thing of it is like when you're trying to gain weight and you're sick, you know, you're thinking of all the high calorie and high carb things. Oh, that would put weight on me. But no, don't do it. Don't do it. Just the diet is very, very, very important.
You know, Donna, you were at a time when the delicious recipe section was only 1 year old, and every single day someone was adding another new recipe with pictures on the things we could eat. But before that developed, everyone went to the diet and articles section and read all the articles on diet so they understood why we wanted them to approach food in a different manner. And I believe that diet, without the proper diet, is no way you're going to get well, even if you do everything else right.
Like you say, Mel, it's the sum of the parts. And listen, Karen provided so many delicious recipes on there. You really, you know, if you haven't looked at it for the newbies, please go and look at it. And they're wonderful recipes and just, I mean, perfect for, you know, what we need. And they're delicious. That's the best part.
It's in the forum, and we'll try to move that up as soon as we get another new recipe. All right, next up was Donald. He had another question. Come on in, Donald.
Okay, thank you, Mel. Donna, I was wondering, have you had a physical done by a doctor recently? And well, that's the first thing.
I had a physical the beginning of last year, and I'm due for one not until May. I just went to my doctor, though. I go every 6 months because, unfortunately, I could not get rid of my high blood pressure, but it's not terrible. But, yeah, I've had blood work done. I mean, everything looks great.
Okay, so your vitamin D and B12 looked okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Donna, whoa, time out. Donna, I've been taking beet juice now for about 15 months, maybe longer. I don't know anymore. I'd have to look at my first order. I haven't touched a blood pressure pill in a year. And when I was in at the doctor, I demanded my provider demands you take a physical when you're my age every year. She couldn't believe it, that my blood pressure was like 128 over 74. That's how old I am, 74 for three more days. But anyway, she just couldn't believe it. She said, you haven't taken a pill forever. I said, yeah. And I tell her, tell your people to try some beet juice. I mean, beet juice really can lower your blood pressure, where you might slowly be able to work your way off of blood pressure medicine, Donna.
Well, I definitely will try.
Good. I'll talk to you about that the next time you answer the phone. Only takes months at a time. No kidding. All right. Who else has a question here they'd like to ask Donna? All you got to do is star five now. Okay. We got Donna. Come on in, Donna.
Yeah, Donna, were you cold when you were sick, and are you cold now?
Yes, I was cold when I was sick. Not now. Not at all. Yes, I was cold. I was so cold that when I would go to draw bath water, I didn't need to turn on the cold water whatsoever. I don't know how I didn't scald myself, seriously. I was always cold.
Well,
not now.
Let me interject here again, okay? The one thing that we've always noticed, okay, about the more prevalent part of toxic disease, if you evolve to the point where you get more gallons, it's like the deepest part of the onion, okay? But once more gallons is gone, the body temperature starts to climb. And during the time I had more gallons, Doc Zamboni was really concerned with 95s, you know, now, did I feel cold? You know, not really, or at least I wasn't conscious. I was so busy being bitten and stung and trying to figure things out that I don't know that I had time to feel cold. Or maybe I wore, you know, layers. I mean, hey. But when you get better, you know, my temperature was 98.6. So
that's so true.
That's going to happen. You're going to get better. So many things that are bad go away. And you just scratch your head and go, did I just have a bad nightmare? Have I been sleeping for 2 years? All right. Anybody else have a question for Donna? We're going to take them. She's still here. She didn't leave. All right. Good, good. It's important to have questions. All right. Karen, go ahead.
Okay. I thought of something, you know, right after you asked me before. And I wanted to share this. It was about the WPS. That's really probably the reason I'm not better. It's because I have, you know, I'm a whiner and I have my excuses, but my schedule changes daily for what I do. So I can take it at night, but then take it during the day is problematic. But then I end up going to sleep in my chair and then, you know, I go crawl to bed. So then sometimes I don't take it. Well, and plus, besides being a baby about the taste, it always kind of makes me a little nauseated. So I went to the dentist a couple of weeks ago, and I was told that I need a crown and maybe a root canal. So I'm like, that neither one of those sound fun. I can't get out of the crown. But Mel told me if I swished with the WPS, that I could probably, you know, avoid the root canal. So, man, I jumped right on that. So, but I had brushed my teeth in the past a lot with just the WPS, and when you brush your teeth, according to Mel, you don't put the green stuff in it, the citric acid. You just put water and then the blue drops, so it's tasteless. So I would do that. But this is different. Mel told me that you use 8 and 8, 8 blue and 8 green, and then you swish with it, you know, basically for a while. I do it as long as I can. Well, because I have the Lyme co-infection, even though I don't have the bars on my Western blot anymore, I think it's still there. Most of my stuff, head and shoulders, which is what Mel told me, you know, that's how it manifests. So I cannot believe how well this is working to do it that way. And I asked Mel about it, and he said, well, he said, you know, basically, you know, you're getting it in your mouth, it's going under your tongue, and you're absorbing it without it having to go through your digestive tract, and it's working for you. You know, basically, I'm thinking it's proximity because I'm swishing kind of around. My one spot that drives me insane is like, you know, underneath my chin. You don't see it when you're looking right at me, and it's kind of small, but to me it seems like it's a mountain. And so that's how it feels. So anyway, there are some, you know, reactions I'm having to it, which Mel assures me are good, you know, that it's purging things out. But also I'm seeing some improvement on that one spot. But that's just something else. If anybody else has that trouble with being able to take it, or, you know, or they're in a hurry, I don't have to worry about what I'm eating. I mean, sometimes it's like, oh man, it's, I just ate, you know, and I can't take it now. But that, you don't have to worry about how close to it that you ate if you do the swishing. So might just be something that'll help somebody else. So I wanted to put that in there.
Okay, well, I don't know about that because you're the first person that we're experimenting with. So the jury is out about the time frame. But we'll try to get you to expand it out a little bit because my safety valve and other researchers' safety valves are different. But okay, you said your piece. All righty, anybody else have a question here? Anybody have a question for Donna? Come on now. All right. Well, Donna, it was painless. It wasn't like we talked about. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, Donald.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Mel, and thank you, Donna, for answering this. Did you have biofilm or anxiety or night sweats with your sickness?
Yes to all three. I'm laughing, but it's not funny. But yes, I did have all three.
And everything's gone now?
Yes.
Wow, nice. Thank you.
There is, like Karen, the librarian, had said, there is hope. You just have, you know, and how would I say this? As you're going through it, the time seems forever. But the last year and a half that I've been well, it's like time flew, you know, and I'm thinking, you know, it was all worth any kind of sacrifices you have to make to adhere to the protocol. Because at the end of the tunnel, you will be better. So just hang in there, Donald. You will be better.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, can I ask you one last question?
Sure, Mel.
Do you feel my coaching was beneficial?
Oh, Yes, and yes, because I couldn't have gotten through it without your coaching, Mel. I mean, I'm being absolutely honest about that. You know, there's one thing trying to follow something on your own, but someone who's been through it and who is knowledgeable and can guide you, that's a whole nother, you know, world of information. I couldn't have done it without you, Mel, and I thank you for that.
Yeah, well, hey, you know, you were one of my all-time favorites, Donna, because you just believed everything I told you and did it. And that doesn't happen that often.
Well, thank you, Mel.
No, don't thank me. Thank you. Hey, look. When I tell them all, everything bad goes away when you get better, they don't believe it. But it does.
Believe it.
Yeah, I know, honey. I know. And some of them are in that 90% club, like Karen. I mean, Karen is a workaholic, man. She just doesn't knock off, okay? And then, you know, Robin's like running around like crazy. Karen, the librarian, is working. Terry is like, you know, grandma, and, you know, it's just, you know, Carrie Ann's really getting it, starting to get it. Okay?
Well, you know, I mean, Mel, I mean, I was working when I got this, but I was fortunate enough to be able to quit my job. I mean, my husband, you know, had a job that we could, you know, be supportive on it. But not everybody has that opportunity. So, yes, it will take a little longer, but I do understand they have to do what they have to do.
Everybody has to do. And we always say it is what it is. But we tell people what it is, and it's very hard to get everybody to believe you, okay, the way you did, the way Ellen of Troy did, the way some of the others. So you were a blessing to me, sweet angel.
Well, you're a blessing to me, Mel. Couldn't have done it without you.
Okay, well, is there any last questions that anyone has for Donna before we ask Donna if she'd like to make a little summary?
I have a question.
What would you, who's that? Is that Yolanta?
Yes.
Okay, Yolanta.
How long did it take you to clean your environment? Because I'm not sure how well I'm doing with this project here.
Okay. As I was going through it, you can ask Mel, I was obsessed with cleaning my environment. Absolutely obsessed. I mean, I'd go to bed and have the floor just mop, and I'd get up and I'd start mopping the floors again. I was, you know, a fanatic. But anyway, the environment gets better as you get better. Mel was right. Clean the environment, but don't go crazy, because it will get better as you get better, because you're no longer the host to this, you know, Morgellons. It doesn't like you, so it goes away. It leaves your home.
Well, Donna, you know, I tell them that, you know, my nickname was Felix when I was younger, and that when I got nervous, I used to get out the Windex and the vacuum cleaner. But when I got sick, I was really crazy about it. But then after 12 years, what I learned from talking to so many thousands of people is that when you get well, the environment gets better. And no matter what you do when you're in the beginning, you're not going to eradicate everything from the environment. Yeah, you can take certain precautions and do certain things, but rest is more important than cleaning, because when you get well, it disappears. Is that correct?
Absolutely, 100% correct.
Yeah, I mean, you know. All right, Donna, what would you like to say? Anybody else, real quick?
Are you there?
Yeah, who's that? Marie?
It's Chris.
Chris, oh.
I just wanted to ask Donna if she had vision issues. And also, I have a little, I hate to acknowledge it because I think it means things are pretty bad, but I do have some evidence in my mouth with my teeth. Curious as to whether Donna experienced any of that.
Never really vision issues. I never had any vision issues. As far as the mouth, a little bit, not much. It just lasted, mouth issues only lasted me about a week or so.
Okay, and what does that mean? What kind of mouth issues?
I had bleeding gums that just developed like overnight, and very sensitive gums. But with Mel's advice of using WPS, that disappeared really quickly. Like Karen said, that it's wonderful what WPS can do for mouth issues.
Okay. All right, great. Thank you. And thanks, Mel.
You're welcome.
You have all the signs, unfortunately, young lady, of chronic Lyme, Chris. So really, we have to try to schedule your conference call.
Mel?
Yeah.
Could I just make a comment on that? It's Marie.
Oh, okay, Marie. Let me find you over here. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, well, I've had a lot of mouth problems stemming back to probably 1999. I had to have gum. It's basically where they have to take a piece of the roof of your mouth and stitch it along your gums because my gums were receding. so much. So I had that done summer of 1999, and then I've had so many mouth problems over the years, not cavities, but it was like really bad gums, and I go to an excellent dentist now, Dr. Kottman, and he told me I have very, very thin gums. I wound up having to have the surgery done in another part of my mouth with him, and exactly, I've heard other people talk about these things, biofilms and all these other things, but when I was talking with Kathy, she sent peanut powder, which is the diatomaceous earth, and that brochure talks about how diatomaceous earth does wonders for your gums. And the other thing I wanted to mention is I'm a big essential oils person, and I've been buying Young Living oils for a while. And they make a whole product line. It's called Thieves. And basically it's cinnamon, clove, lemon, eucalyptus radiata, and rosemary, which are all oils that Kathy says are deterrents to mites and everything else. And I'm telling you, that toothpaste is fantastic. And they also make a mouthwash. And those combined effects of the diatomaceous earth that I buy from Kathy, the and also eating a really, really clean diet, I barely eat sugar, very little bread, and, you know, I try and really focus on fruits and vegetables and some protein. So those things have helped me with my gums issues, but I used to suffer. I used to be home sick from work because of my mouth, so I hope that helps you.
Well, let me give you a little bit of an insight, okay? And I'm going to see if I can't get my dentist to call you to confirm what I tell you, although there is a recording where she came on the website and did a call for me. I guess it would have to be back in 04, maybe 05. She wanted me to go to the periodontist because my gum numbers were insanely bad, 6, 7, 8s. Okay? And then after I got sick, and in 2008, when I learned about what we call WPS today, but we called it MMS back then, which was Magic Mineral Solution, I was told by one of the, you know, higher-ups in the church over there, of the man who was reviving this product, that it was really going to be great for my teeth and my gums. And over the years, I guess it must have been in, I don't know, 13 or 14, or maybe, Doc said to me, Mel, why are your gums getting better every year? And now when I did my last gum checkup 15 years later, okay, I have 1s and 2s. I don't even have any 3s right now. So I never had to spend money on a periodontist, and I don't use a lot of other stuff. Now, I do have diatomaceous earth, but I brush my teeth at least once or twice a week with WPS, and I also use it in a water pick once a week. And, you know, I'm living proof that it really will help, and it's really not expensive. It's a real miracle in that sense. It does so many wonderful things, but I'm going to have to see if Dr. Wright, okay, will talk to you, because, or maybe I can get her back to do another call. I'm supposed to have breakfast with him tomorrow. Maybe if I make her and her significant other cinnamon French toast, I can con her into doing another call. But really, it's wonderful stuff. It's very inexpensive. It's going to do you a world of good on those gums of yours. All right, so anybody else have anything, question for Kathy? I mean, not Kathy. For Donna, I'm sorry. Donna. What do you have to say in closing?
It's always hard to close, Mel. I just want to encourage everyone to continue with the program. Make sure to get coaching with Mel. It's essential to the program, and never ever give up hope, because as the ones before me said, and it's all true, if I can do this, anyone can. You just have to want it enough, and you can do it. And I'm praying for each and every one of you every day. And if anyone really needs, you know, more questions answered or anything, and then Mel feels free to, you know, give out my number, I'd be willing to talk to those that would like to.
All right. Unbelievable. It took me forever to tie you up, rope you, and get you over here. And we both know, because we talked about it, writing it is more difficult, because every time each one of us tried to write our one-year anniversary, we admitted to each other, we both started crying. And I told you it would be easier to do a call than it ever was going to be to write one. And it was because of my own experience. I could not write one, but I could speak one, because you can hear the joy and the relief. And here I am all these years later, and hey, I just keep getting younger. Donna, I always love you, because you believed in me. Everybody, on the count of three, let's give her a big thank you. One. Thank you, Donna.
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 Love you.
Thank you, Donna.
All right, let me
see. You're welcome, everyone.
All right, Chris and Marie, yes. please stay on the call when everyone else hangs up.
Okay.
A couple of quick things. Yesterday, we had 7,000 pages read for the day.
Wow.
In the article, the article Translate the website, it will tell you about the shift from regulars to new people based on the ability to translate our website. And quite frankly, if you go to the website now, you're going to see 12, 13 countries, and a couple of them have their own languages, and it's been a wild day. We've had as many as 15 countries on the website today already. But, hey, Toxic Disease Starter Kit to all the winners of last week's contest are already in the mail. So you'll let us... Okay, when you get them. And again, we have coaching Monday this week, no Tuesdays, as an email has been sent. From now on, Tuesdays, which is Senior Shopping Day in Reno, which I forgot, I'm going to take back Tuesdays and give back Thursdays. So check the coaching icon, print the new days and hours, so you don't wake me up from my naps. Thank you. And I will see most of you tomorrow on our prayer and fellowship. And again, I'd like Marie and Chris to stay here. Everybody, again, can't thank Donna enough. I mean, hey, to get them to come back to try to give you guys more hope, it's what we try to do here. God bless everybody. Have a great day. Thank you again, Donna. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.